بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
There is no doubt that the most prominent tenet of Islam is Tawheed. And Tawheed leads us to the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the wilaya of the 12 Imams alayhi wa salam. But sometimes we may get that uncomfortable feeling that we're drifting away from Tawheed, especially when we talk so highly about our Prophet and his successes. So why do we talk so highly about them? And is there perhaps an iota of shirk in our beliefs as Shias? In this session, after briefly explaining the concept of ghulu, which in general means to exaggerate, and taqsir, i.e. to fall short, we expounded on some of the characteristics of the Ahlul Bayt, which denotes their very lofty station. Based on multiple verses of the Quran, we established that having a special knowledge from Allah, being free from sins, being helped by angels, and having the ability to control certain matters in the world of creation are all established Quranic concepts. And the ahadith from the Imams give us more detail about these with regards to the Ahlul Bayt specifically. We can summarize the entire discussion by saying that the station of the Prophets and the Imams, rather than being a supernatural idea, is nothing more than the actualization of the highest potential human beings can achieve, a potential intrinsic and exclusive to human beings. This reality is the true Quranic understanding of the nature of the human being and the very station one can achieve, and the Quran and Ahadith have taught us that the Prophets and Imams have indeed reached those lofty stations. All the verses and Ahadith on this matter were discussed in detail in session 10, so make sure to go through the entire discussion.